Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We have our District 61 Education Spotlight. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and our Brinkhotter Home Highlight. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Were you having printer issues earlier this morning? It seems like I have 19 copies of everything.
Yes.
Okay.
What was in your studio is what you needed. Everything else on that printer was because it just would not print, and then it finally started printing. I had printed it somewhere else, so.
So I could throw away the other 18 copies.
Yeah. They were on the
That's
printer.
That's very wasteful. We're going to talk about the 25-cent charge.
Prints everything.
Well, if you do the show long enough. You just never know if you're going to come in and you're not going to have...
I don't need the hard copy.
It's 2 degrees below zero. You got to have hard copy because I come from a time and an age where you didn't have the easy internet access. And sometimes stuff can still go down.
We are really showing our age.
I'm not at all. By the way, did you know Kenny Loggins turned down the role that Chris Christopherson took in A Star Is Born? Barbra Streisand offered it to Kenny Loggins in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I don't know if that is interesting at all. We were talking about Kenny Loggins.
I had to say something to that, so I went with the word interesting.
Thank you. Well, okay. Why don't you just go worry about the school closings, yeah. All 2.5 of them. But we have 2 school closings and 1 late start, right?
Yes, 1 late start.
All right. So, and out in the country, it is, Mark had written about that, I think, in today's Herald in Review. In the country, it's a whole different thing. When you're out there, you worry more about wind and drifting, and it is like a completely different thing than it is inside the city. All right. Each and every Friday, we spend some time talking about some of the things that are happening within District 61. And we have guests from all over the spectrum coming in to talk about their involvement. And joining us today is Reagan Lewis, who is a DPS Foundation trustee. And she's going to talk about the Abe Lincoln's hat project. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, no, that's not the hat they're arguing about over in Springfield, right? This is a whole different thing.
That's right. Yeah. I just heard about that recently, actually, when I was talking to Judge Bullinger, that there's a controversy about the hat.
That's their business over there. That's the Abraham Lincoln Museum. So tell me about this. It's a project of the Illinois Judges Association. What is the Illinois Judges Association?
So that's an association made up of judges throughout the state. It has about, I think, 250 members.
Really?
And so they have this program called Page It Forward.
Okay.
And it's aimed at promoting literacy in children in the K through 4 age group.
Okay. It's a thing, obviously. Some kids are, I think, born with it, you know, this passion to sort of read and learn. And my mother taught me how to read before I entered kindergarten, and I will be forever thankful to her for that because it initiated a lifelong passion for reading. And until this day, I read everything I can read. And I can't tell you what that's meant just for me and development in life. And yet there are kids really that aren't exposed to that at a young age and it, to their detriment. I mean, so this is anything where you can get kids passionate about reading, I'm all in.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of ways throughout our district where our educators are, you know, doing that. And I think the Illinois Judges Association recognized this as a way, you know, their small way to have an impact on these kids' lives and try to instill some enjoyment and engage readers in a different way through the justice system.
Okay. So how does it technically work? What do they do? The kids come to the courtrooms, the judges go to the classrooms, a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. So the judges will go to the classrooms in their communities. They'll dress in their black robes and read the Abe Lincoln's hat story. And usually do a Q&A session with the kids afterwards where they ask a wide variety of questions, anything from about the book to how the judge became a judge or what he does or what she does. And, you know, it's a fun opportunity for them to sort of have a positive interaction with the law and our justice system.
Okay. Do you know how this whole thing started?
Well, this is a project of Justice Mary Shostak. She is now a retired appellate justice from the 2nd District. And, you know, I think that she recognized that, you know, we have children who aren't reading at grade level and that is a problem.
Sure.
I think that there's a study that she quoted or discussed when this project was started that said, you know, if children are not reading proficiently by 3rd grade, then they're less likely to graduate from high school or be economically self-sufficient as an adult. And so she thought, you know, we need to do what we can to change this.
All right. So what happens in here on a local level? That's how it sort of started, and it happens all over the state. What happens specifically here in Decatur?
So Judge Bullinger is in the Illinois Judges Association, and he was sitting as the sort of judicial member of the Decatur Bar Association several years back. And so he brought this program to us.
Okay.
And so he he's gone into our schools, and then also during every law week, which is the first week of May, he'll invite students into his courtroom.
Okay, and then what do they do there? They get a presentation, they get to ask questions.
Yes, so Judge Bullinger comes out, and usually a security officer from the court is there as well. Back when, a few years ago, Deputy Alan Angdale would come in with his dog Kid, who sadly passed away recently, but they would do a demonstration where he would hide some fake explosives somewhere in the courtroom, and the dog Kid would go around and try to find it, and the kids loved it. They would be hanging over the bar. So,
all right. And then, of course, there's also, this is for a couple of different grades, right? There's a mock trial for sixth graders, and then the hat presentation is for second graders.
Yes.
Yeah. And so how many students are impacted by this ballpark?
We usually, during law week, we have about 200 kids coming into the courtroom, so, between the sixth grade and the second grade level.
That's really interesting. And I think also probably kids have a different perception of what a court of law is, right? I mean, just getting them in there physically to sort of see a judge and be able to ask questions, you know, particularly kids who maybe have had family members, you know, that go through the system. You know, this is a way to communicate, because that can be a very intimidating, scary place.
Exactly. I think that, Judge Bullinger has mentioned a couple of times that this is a way for kids to see, you know, our courthouse in a positive way, and that some kids do have challenging, you know, home lives, or may have seen this in a different way or heard negative things about it. And so this is a casual environment where they can ask questions and get to know more about it.
All right. And then you said, or I read in the talking points here, that Decatur judges and lawyers both volunteer for the event. I know you work for a law office. Judges, I find to be incredibly giving with their time. You know, they volunteer. I know they're like on CASA, and you name any number of things that are happening. You know, the knock on lawyers, right? They don't do nearly enough. I'm glad to hear that there are local lawyers involved in this.
Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, Judge Bullinger, he's very generous with his time, but he can't be everywhere. And
sure.
So he has provided the presentation to attorneys in town. And so we can volunteer our time to go into the schools as well and give the presentation.
All right. We are visiting with Reagan Lewis, who is with the DPS Foundation. Now, you're also a school board candidate. I wanted to, you know, obviously we'll have time later to talk about the school board race, but tell me a little bit about your story. You know, you're a young family here in Decatur. You want to stay in Decatur. You got a little tired of people telling you to move to this place or that place for the schools. Just talk about that a little bit, because I think we need more of this, and I'm seeing more of this on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. So my family is from Decatur, so my grandparents lived their lives here, raised their families. My dad was a business owner here for decades, and though I was raised in Peoria, after my parents split, I was here every other weekend during summers, and a lot of my happiest memories are in Decatur. I came back to go to Millikan University, and then this is where my husband and I came back to raise our family. And I always knew I wanted to live in Decatur, but as soon as I, you know, we had kids, and we have a four-year-old who will be five next month and starting kindergarten, people said, well, when are you going to move? You know, you can't send your kids to school here. And I just wasn't satisfied with that. And I feel like over the past couple years, you know, well, I've been here for nearly 9 years now, but people are really building up Decatur, and I love that. And I want to be a part of that as well. And especially with our school district, because we're doing such amazing and exciting things. And I feel like that doesn't get enough recognition.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. And I think a lot of the comments are just come out of ignorance. You know, literally as a trustee of the foundation, you get to see on a monthly basis, you know, what's going on in the schools. A lot of people haven't been in the schools for years, or they don't have kids or grandkids in the schools. So all they have to go by is their perception. And it's easy thing to pass along, and people just tend to sort of negative is an easy thing to do. But I think if you could take those people, even the negative ones, and actually show them what you see every month as a trustee of the foundation, they would completely change their minds.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of that is, you know, we need to communicate that, what's going on in our schools to the community, and giving that a platform. So this is a great way to do that. And also, you know, we recently were in the process of moving downtown, and it's amazing to me just how many people we run into on the street. And when I say, you know, I'm running for school board, we can have a really great conversation about what's going on.
I think if an argument on the other side is born out of just ignorance, you know, there's educational movement there. I mean, you can change people's perceptions.
Yes.
And I think that's what a lot of it is. And it is an amazing thing. I look at our guy just started at Eisenhower High School this year as a freshman. And you'll have this conversation again, by the way. You'll have it all the way through kindergarten. And then when, like, it's eighth grade, well, I know, but you're not going to go to high school. I mean, it never changes. And we have this conversation, you know, I don't want to say it's daily, but we have it with people that, you know, and you, like, you just don't understand the experience that you get here. It's a wonderful thing. So how long have you been on the foundation board?
This is my first year, so I'm one of the new members.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. It's so exciting and, you know, energizing to see what our teachers are doing for our kids, and just, I mean, they're so creative, and the students are so excited about, you know, what their teachers are doing for them in the schools.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think the thing I learned most about my time on that board was that, like, what a little amount of, like, $500, how far it can go to impact hundreds of kids.
Absolutely. And I think that when these teachers are preparing their grants, they're really trying to think of ways that, you know, even if this is a one-time grant, how can they, you know, use these things in the future, you know, that it's a reusable sort of, you know,
absolutely.
Item.
They get a big bang out of the buck. That is for sure. Well, if you're interested in supporting the foundation, I know Zach would be happy to accommodate that or serving in any capacity. They do an amazing job for District 61. So Abe Lincoln's hat, nothing to do with the hat in Springfield that may or may not be Abe Lincoln's hat. This is a great program with, thank Judge Bollinger and all the folks. I mean, you know, that's pretty amazing. How many people all in total are involved in this? Do you have any idea? Lawyers and judges here locally?
We probably have about, you know, 20
that's great.
That are involved. Yeah.
All right. So first week of May. All right. Well, we will send the cameras out from now to Cater and get some of that to tell the story. So we really appreciate it. All right. We'll have you back as we get into the kind of campaign mode. Are you, I suppose you're in campaign mode already, right?
In campaign mode, you know, starting to get plans rolling and trying to get out there in the community and meeting folks.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And we'll have you back as a guest for your candidacy for a school board at a different time. So keep up the great work. And we really appreciate you telling us about the program today. And we'll take a quick break. Reagan Lewis, thank you. Here's